Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded Israelite brothers and sisters out there. I apologize for no show yesterday, but my computer crashed and we just didn't have the time to get my second computer set up for this. It's just the first computer is on idle and all I'm doing is watching the show clock on Eurofolk Radio homepage, and got another computer coming, and I'm going to take this broken computer, the one that's got issues, quote unquote, to a shop to get it repaired. Great Britain has removed itself from the European Union, and there is going to be a live show today at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Paul is going to use that time slot, and they're going to have a bunch of people on. You're going to want to hear it. That's 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And they're even high-fiving each other over there in the streets. And it's the beginning of a major movement. Things are not going so well for the enemy anymore. That we thought that they would have manipulated that vote very badly, but they pulled it out. And, people have had enough. Would that it would happen here, and we would kick the rascals out. But we will see what we will see here. It's been a long time for us to get this bad, and it's going to take a while to set it right, even if people have the intestinal fortitude to get rid of some of these people. It's not going to be an overnight thing to set it right, and they may retaliate. You never know what the enemy is going to do. The seed of the serpent... They don't play by any rules, and they change them in midstream. So pray to Yahweh that things are set right, and he gives us a little bit more time so we can work on it. And always pray for your Israelite brothers and sisters daily, that he has mercy on us and protects us. Well, this would have been show number 9 yesterday, but this is the 10th time slot today. And this is going to be an exciting chapter in Genesis. It is chapter 17. And it is loaded with stuff. So let's get to it, shall we? This is chapter 17, verse 1. And it was... when Abram was 99 years of age, appeared Yahweh to Abram and said to him, I am El Shaddai. Now that's two words. That's number 410 and 7706. And it means all God, well, I am the divine being. 410, El is the divine being, most high, almighty, pardon me, that would be El Yon was most high. I am the divine being that is almighty. Walk before me and be you undefiled, number 8549. Pardon me, Tamim. Verse 2, I will make my covenant between me and between you, and will multiply you exceedingly. Multiply is 7235, and exceedingly is a double usage of 3966. It is b'me'od me'od. And fell Abraham upon his face. In other words, he prostrated himself and spoke with Elohim, and spoke with him Elohim, saying, "As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall become the forefather," okay, "the forefather, La'ab," that is number one in your Hebrew, "of many Hamon," number 1995, "nations," Goyim. So the Jews call us Goyim because they perverted the use of the word. Well, here Yahweh is calling Abram, the forefather, Goyim. He will make you many Goyim. Goyim means nations. Doesn't mean non-Jew. It means nations. They perverted the words, and have even perverted the Hebrew language. Snakes. "I will make you fruitful, extremely." 3966 and 3966 again. Me'od, me'od. "And will make of you nations," Goyim again, "and kings from you shall come forth." This is from Abraham's seed line. What kings have the Jews had? None that I know of. Verse 7. "I will establish," 6965, "wahakimoti," that means cause to stand up or to establish. "I will make to stand my covenant," Berithi, number 1285, "between me and between you and between your seed line afterwards in their generations, Lidorotham, for a covenant everlasting." 5769, "Olam," Liberith Olam, covenant everlasting, "to be to you Elohim," in other words, to be to you the divine being, "and with your seed line afterwards." Verse 8. "I will give to you and to your seed line afterwards the land where you are sojourning." Now this is 4033. Megureka. That's a derivative of Ger, a sojourner, 1616. A derivative of that. "All the land of Canaan for a possession," La'akuzat, everlasting, Olam again. "And I will be to them Elohim," Le'elohim, number 430. In other words, he will be the divine being to the seed line of Abraham. And verse 9, "Said Elohim to Abraham, you, my covenant," verse 9, there we go, "I called him Abraham there, you, my covenant, shall keep," 8104, "Tishmeru," to keep, to guard, to watch over, to observe, Shamar, That's 8104. Tishmeru is the tense they use here. You and your seed line afterwards in their generations. The seed line after Abraham is to be observant. His seed line is to observe this covenant through all their generations. That's a direct command. Verse 10. This 2063 Zot is my covenant, which you shall keep between me and between you and between your seed line afterwards. Shall be circumcised. That's one word. Number 4135. Himol. Shall be circumcised with you all kol, K-O-L, males, zakar. Himol lachem kol zakar. You shall circumcise. Unamaletem, number 4135. The flesh. Et basar, 1320. Of your foreskins. Oralothicum, 6190. And it shall be a sign. That's all one word. 226. It shall be Wahaya, a sign, Laot, O-T-H, number 226, of the covenant, 1285, between Beni, between me, and between you, Ubanekem. So that's unamaletem et basar alaleth aralathekem wahaya leot barith bini ubnekem. And he put that on him. This is what Abraham's seed is to do. Verse 12. A son, 1121, Uben, of 8 days, Shemonath Yomim, shall be circumcised, Yimol, among you, Lachem, all males in their generations, Kol Zakar Ladorotekam, 1755 generations, born in your household, Yelid, number 3211, Bayit, 1004. Or bought, Umakinath, to acquire, bought, with your money, Kesef, literally silver, from any, Mikol, son of a racial alien, Ben Nekar. Ben is son and Nekar is a racial alien. 5236. Which is not from the seed line of you. Asher lo Mizareka 2233. Hu. H-U. 1931. Verse 13, must be circumcised, that's a double of 4135, Himol Yimol, those born in your household, Yelid Beiteka, or bought with your money, Umakinath Kaspeka, and shall be Wahayeta, my covenant, Bariti, in your flesh, Bibisarekem, 13:20 again. For a covenant, Librith, everlasting, Olam, 5:7-9. There it is again. He repeats it. Now, they translate this word uncircumcised in verse 14. It is 6189, but it actually means, if you look it up, the possessor of a foreskin, 6189, Wa'arel. This will be used later when King David describes the Philistines, these possessors of foreskins, is what he calls them. That is a derogatory statement made by David concerning the Philistim, the Philistines. The possessor of a foreskin, male, Zakar, that is not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin, asher lo yimol et basar olato, shall be cut off when nikratha, number 3772, shall be cut off, that person, hanefesh, hahiv, that is a directive, he shall be cut off, from his people, me'ameha, used to be cast out. My covenant he has broken, et bariti hefar, 6565, broken. So there's the covenant. And here comes an interesting section right here. Elohim is telling Abraham what is going to happen in this next section. Said Elohim to Abraham, Sarai, your wife, do not call her name Sarai, for Sarah, number 8323, is her name. And I will bless her, and also give you from her to you a son. I will bless her, and there shall be nations from her, is implied. Kings of people from her shall be. The line of Israelite kings. Now, an interesting point. I want to go back to Abraham's name. It is two words. In verse 5, he said, neither shall be called anymore your name Abram, but shall be your name Abraham. And number 85, for the forefathers of many nations I have made you. These are Israel nations in the future. All the white nations, and Abraham, actually, it shouldn't be Ham, I'm pronouncing it wrong, that's my bad, a lifetime of mistakes. It's Abra, father of Am, people, Abraham, and we've put the H in there and not separated it, and I do that too sometimes, as I just did. It's hard to break bad habits. It's Abraham. Father of people. So he is the forefather of all of us. Verse 17. Then fell Abraham on his face and laughed. 6711. Oh-ho. Here's a word. 6711. Wayitzak. Wayitzkak. Pardon me. Wayitzkak. That's the name of his son. Yitzchak. Isaac. His name is Yitzchak. Y-I-T-S. Sound. C-H-A-Q. This is a foretelling of what's coming. Then fell Abraham on his face and laughed and said in his heart, then he said to himself, to 100 years of age be born. 3205. And to Sarah, that is 90 years of age, bear. Said Abraham to the Elohim, oh, that Ishmael might live before you. Because Ishmael was his son and he loved him. He loved that boy. No problem. Said Elohim, indeed. 61. Indeed. A ball. I'll just read the passage. Vayomer Elohim, Abal Sarah Ishteka Yoladeth Lecha Ben Wakaratha et Shmo Yitzchak Wahakimoti et Briti Ito Libriith Olam Lazareko Arakev Akarev, pardon me. Akarev. Indeed, Sarah, your wife, shall bear to you a son, and you shall call his name Yitzchak. 3327, that's the proper name, and it comes from 6711, laughed. And I shall establish my covenant with him. A covenant with Isaac, the son that's yet unborn. A covenant everlasting. Olam again. And with his seed line afterwards. The sons of Isaac. Isaac's sons. Shaq's sons. Da-da-da-da-da-da. The Bible tells it all, folks. Just tells it all. And to Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I have blessed him and make him fruitful and will multiply him exceedingly. That's Meod, Meod. And 12 princes. 5387, he shall beget, and I will make him a great nation. The princes, Nesiim, from a Nesi, leaders. The 12 leaders, I will, and they did, they had all these tribes. Out in the desert, when he went out and fathered the sons of the desert. My covenant I will establish with Yitzchak, not Ishmael. He did not get the covenant. The covenant will be established with Yitzchak, Isaac. that shall bear to you Sarah at this appointed time. That's one word. That's one word, la moed, the appointed time. The same way that that word is used for the tent of meeting, ohel moed. It is used for the feast days. Yom Moed, an appointed day. It's a feast day. 22. And he finished, number 3615, speaking with him, and went up, 5927, Elohim, from upon Abraham. The Spirit was upon Abraham. Yahweh rested upon him and spoke to him. Wow. Can you imagine that? Whew, what that must have been like to have that closeness. Oh, man. It'll be like that when Yeshua returns too. He'll be with all of us. We can speak to him and see him. And he will rule over us. And everything will be set right. And all these devils that are running things now will be destroyed. Oh, my. Verse 23. And took Abraham Yishmael, his son, and all born in his household, and all bought with his money, all males of the men of the house of Abraham, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskins that very day, as had spoken with him Elohim. He obeyed immediately. Verse 24. And Abraham was 99 years of age when he circumcised the flesh of his foreskin. Ow. 25. Yishmael, his son, was 13 years of age when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. Verse 26. In the same day were circumcised Abraham and Yishmael, his son. Verse 27. And all the men of his household, born in the house, and bought with money, of sons of racial aliens, were circumcised with him. They even circumcised the slaves. The ones that they had bought as slaves. Serious stuff. But he's foretelling the birth of the son of the old age of Abraham. Old man. Old man. He laughed. Oh, come on. You know, I'm old. How is this going to happen? Well, it's going to happen by the will of Yahweh. You have to remember, Yahweh created all matter, all laws of physics, all everything. And if he wants Sarah to become pregnant by this old man, he's going to renew Abraham's vigor and refresh Sarah, refresh her womb so it can bear. What is beyond the power of Yahweh to do this? He made Miriam pregnant by his Holy Spirit, and she'd never been with a man. She was a virgin, the mother of Yeshua Messiah. He just pointed the mighty finger, I guess, and said, hey, Miriam, you're pregnant. Boom. We're not talking mankind science here. We're talking the almighty deity that's over everything. And we can't downsize him to fit our concepts. And that's what modern science tries to do. And they teach this nonsense. Oh, that's a myth. That's a fable. You can't do that. No, you can't do that. But Yahweh can. So, such is life. I guess it burst their little bubble. Now let's get into chapter 18. And this is going to be a faster read. It's the story of what's going to happen to Sodom and Gomorrah, Sodom and Gomorrah. And this is pretty cool. Verse 18, or chapter 18, verse 1. Dyslexia strikes again. Appeared to him Yahweh by the terebinths of Mamre as he sat in the doorway of his tent in the heat 2527 of the day. This is speaking of Abraham. He lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, three men stood, 5, 3, 2, 4, by him. And when he saw, he ran to meet them from the door of his tent and bowed himself, 7, 8, 1, 2, to the ground, 7, 7, 6, prostrated himself. These weren't men. And he recognized that because he was so close to Yahweh. And here's what he said. Verse 3. And he said, Yahweh, if now, 4994, I have found favor, 2580, Ken, grace, if I have found favor, grace, in your eyes, do not now pass by your servant. He knew one of these manifestations of the three, one of them was a manifestation of Yahweh. He could just see that because he was blessed. Take now a little water and wash your feet. That was a tradition. They walked around in sandals. They didn't have shoes like we've got with synthetic rubber soles that last for 2 or 3 years. They were leather-soled sandals, and they bound them on their feet and up on their ankles. That's what they had. Take now a little water and wash your feet. And remember, Yeshua Messiah did the foot washing thing. That was a matter of respect and a blessing from the household. Well, he washed the feet of his disciples as a servant. And he was Yahweh in the flesh. Wow. And rest yourselves. 8172, rest. Under the tree, the great big terebinth. It's huge, and it casts a shadow, and they live a long time, and it's a marker, a landmark, the terebinths of Mamre. Verse 5, and I will fetch, 3947, a morsel, 6595, of bread, 3899, to sustain, 5582, your hearts, 3820. Akeka pot lechem wa sa'adu lebekam. And afterwards you will pass on. For this reason you have passed over to your servant. And they said, so do that which you have said. verse 6, hastened, Wayamaher, hastened Abraham into the tent to Sarah, saying, quickly make 3 measures of fine flour, knead it, and make cakes, unleavened bread. And to the herd ran Abraham and took a calf. 11:21 and 12:41 combined. Son of the herd. Or the cattle, actually. Son of the herd. Bakar. Ben Bakar. Tender, rock, 73.90, and good, young calf, and gave it to a lad, 5288, and he quickly prepared it. In other words, he hung it and bled it out, so there was no blood in it. Verse 8, he took curds, 25:29, of milk, 24:61, and the calf which he had prepared, and set it before them. And he stood by under the tree, and they ate. Verse 9, they said to him, where is Sarah, your wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And one said, yeah, which one? Okay, remember the last chapter about her getting pregnant? Okay, one said, I will surely return, 7725, doubled as an emphatic. I will surely return to you at the time, 6256, of reviving, 2416, in other words, springtime, the time of reviving, when the land renewed itself and everything budded out. And behold, a son shall have Sarah, your wife. And Sarah heard it in the doorway of the tent which was behind him. Verse 11. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, 2205, and come into days. In other words, they had lived a long time. That's 935 and 3117. And had ceased, 2308, to be, 1961, Sarah of the way, 734, of women, 802. Her menstrual cycle had stopped. She'd gone through menopause, and she was old. She couldn't get pregnant anymore. Verse 12, and laughed, 6711. That's, again, she used that. Watikskuk. And laughed Sarah within herself, 7130. Bikareba, one word, within herself, saying, after I am worn out, one word, 1086, shall there be for me delight, 5730, with my Lord, 113, being old, 2204, also. In other words, we're just two old doddering people. We're going to have sex? Ha ha. Okay. And here it identifies the one that spoke. Verse 13. Said Yahweh to Abraham, for what reason did laugh Sarah, saying, shall I indeed truly bear when I am old? Verse 14, here's a rebuke. Is it too difficult, 6381, for Yahweh this thing, 1697 thing, at the appointed time I will return to you, at the time of reviving shall have Sarah a son. No ifs, ands, or buts, no mealy mouth, no beating around the bush. She's going to get pregnant and bear a son, because I say so. Denied, 3584, Sarah, saying, I did not laugh, for she was afraid, 3372. And he said, no, for you laughed. Oh, boy. In other words, shut up and go in the tent. You laughed. Don't say you didn't laugh. You're busted. Verse 16. And this is the beginning of where Abram pleads for Sodom. Rose up from there the men and looked, 8259, toward the face of Sodom. And Abraham walked with them to send them forth. Said Yahweh, shall hide, 3680, I from Abraham that which I do? Verse 18, seeing that Abraham will surely become, 1961, doubled, a great nation and mighty, 6099, and shall be blessed by him all the nations of the lands, speaking of the Israelite nations of the lands, because the covenant was only to Abraham, I keep getting that in there, and to the Israel nations. And he says, by you your kindred of the soil shall be blessed. Kindred nations of the soil. It's only to the Abrahamic seed. For I know him, for the sake that he will command his sons and daughters and his household afterwards, and will keep the way of Yahweh, and do righteousness, 6666, and justice, 4941. So that may bring Yahweh upon Abraham that which he spoke upon him. Verse 20, said Yahweh, the outcry, 2201, of Sodom and Amorah is great, 7227, and their sin, 2403. That's Katatan, 2403. And their sin is very heavy. Kabeda, heavy, Meod, 3966. Verse 21, I will go down now and see if by the outcry, 6818, that has come to me, they have done completely. 3617. And if not, I will know. Verse 22. Turned, 6437, to turn aside. Wayapenu. Turn from there the men and walk toward Sodom. But Abraham yet stood before Yahweh and drew near, that's one word, drew near, 5066, Abraham, and said, will you also, 637, sweep away, 5595, the righteous, 6662, with the wicked, 7563. Now he said that because Lot was living over there, and that's his brother. or his nephew, rather, pardon me. Verse 24, perhaps there are, 3, 2, 4, 6, 50 righteous within the city. Will you also sweep away and not forgive? 5, 3, 7, 5, to lift up the place for the sake. That's one word, for the sake, 4, 6, 1, 6. Of 50 of the righteous that are there. In other words, within 7130. And they say God forbid in the KJV perversion, but it's not God forbid. It's far be it. 2486, that's one word. Far be it from you to do this thing. To put to death, 4191. The righteous with the wicked, and that should be the righteous as the wicked. In other words, they're the same. He's just going to kill them all. Well, far be it from you. Shall the judge, 8199, of the land not do justice, 4941? And said Yahweh, if 518, big word, used a lot. If I find in Sidon 50 righteous within the city, I will forgive all the place for their sakes. For their sakes is one word, 5668. Verse 27, answered 6030, Abraham, and said, behold now, I have taken upon me, that's one word, taken upon me, 2974, to speak to Yahweh. And I am but dust and ashes. Dust is 6083, and ashes is 665. Verse 28, perhaps 194. There shall lack, that's all one word, there shall lack, 2637, 5 of the 50 righteous. Will you destroy, 7843, for 5 the whole city? And he, capital H, and he said, I will not destroy if I find there 40 and 5. Verse 29. And he continued, 3254, again, 5750, to speak to him, saying, perhaps there shall be found 40. And he said, I will not do it for the sake of 40. Verse 30, and he said, let not now be kindled anger, 2734, that's one word, kindled anger. Let not now be kindled anger in Yahweh, and I shall speak. Perhaps thou shalt be found there 30. And he said, I will not do it if I find there 30. He's whittling down the numbers, as you can see. Verse 31. And he says, behold now, I have taken upon myself to speak to Yahweh. Perhaps there shall be found there 20. And he said, I will not destroy for the sake of 20. Verse 32. And he said, let not now be kindled anger in Yahweh, and I will speak only, number 389, this time, 6471. Perhaps shall be found there 10. And he said, I will not destroy for the sake of 10. And that was enough. Verse 33, and went away Yahweh, as that he was finished, number 3615, with speaking to Abraham. And Abraham returned to his place. He just keeps whittling down the number. He's going to try to save Lot, his nephew. And that will come up in the next chapter, 19, and I'll get that on Monday. And I want to remind everybody that at 11 o'clock, there's going to be a show concerning the vote that took place with the British coming out of the European Union. They're going to do a whole show on that. You're not going to want to miss that. There's going to be one more show after mine, and then this show is going to come up, and it's going to be a special because of this monumental event that took place. And it's going to get hot and heavy, I think, and I just I have great wonder about this presidential thing that's coming up here in this country in November. You can see all the mudslinging and the dirt and the filth that's coming out about Hillary Clinton. She's the heir apparent to Obama Llama Ding Dong. And everybody knows that Trump was a playboy. He's been married a bunch of times. There won't be a first lady. All this other stuff. But good gracious, there's never been any perversion scandals or sodomites associated with him. It's going to be the lesser of two evils. Nobody gets to the point where they're going to be elected to high office in this country unless they have sold out. The powers that be, in other words, the Jews, will not allow anybody to run. Or if they do run, they and get any headway, they often have an unfortunate accident. Oh, well, I guess he's out of the running. Or if they do get elected and they don't toe the line and obey their Khazar Edomite masters, they have an unfortunate accident. Well, the presidential helicopter has crashed today, and this great man has been lost to us, and it's just it's under investigation. It's going to come to a head here, folks. Now, you have to remember, in the book of Jeremiah, Yirmiyahu, it says that we are his battle axe and weapons of war. Actually, it's war club, not battle axe. It's war club. Every war that Yahweh had us fight, we did the fighting. And a lot of times, we would not prevail if he wasn't with us. And when he went before us, we just really cleaned house. And when we did not, it was because Yahweh was punishing us. And he used evil kings as tools and preserved them, wouldn't let us kill them. He was going to use them as a whip to straighten Israel up. Well, here in America, as Earl Pitts used to say, we're getting a pretty good whipping. We've been chastised severely, and it's ongoing because the majority of the people just won't straighten up. And I'm talking about the Israel people. I'm not concerned with the other people. They're gonna obey their nature. They're gonna do what they're gonna do, and who cares? That's what they are. But we're supposed to be a set apart people. We are not supposed to behave in the manner that they behave. We're supposed to be better because we were the chosen ones. And we were supposed to be a holy nation, kings and priests. We're not behaving like kings and priests. A small remnant is. The Christian identity movement is working on it hard. And it makes you wonder just how much of a remnant we're actually going to pull out of this with. A lot of the people are just going to go down because they just won't change their ways and won't be obedient. And that's the point of this show. I'm trying to go through every verse of Scripture while we have time and let people see what it really says instead of what churchianity tells you it says. And exhort you to righteousness because I care about you. You're my people. You're my kindred. You know? If you don't love your brother as yourself, then Yeshua Messiah won't love you. You got to love your kindred people and try to help them straighten up. And you can't just give up on them. There are some that are doomed to perdition. They're going to be destroyed. We're not going to get them all, but we got to try to harvest what we can. And this is on an individual basis. I can't get you to do anything. You have to get you to do stuff. This exhortation has to come from you because you care. Do you care? You know? Do you want to see your brother go into the lake of fire? Of course you don't. Come on. Char says, I hope that you will help the women. I didn't see the whole message. Behind every good man is a good woman. There you go. You're off to work. See, she's working. Always. Work, 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 work. Char was at the Passover with us. And boy, she's a ball of fire. And she did the calendar and everything. It's up on Anglo-Saxon Israel, the solar calendar. She did a wonderful job on it. And just she just does not quit. She's a dynamo of energy and an example for other women. And there's been a lot of women that have been saddled with a bad man. And good, righteous Christian women. And in the reverse, there's a lot of men that married in good faith and their woman is a hellion and is running around. All right, well, that's on that particular individual that's doing evil. Marriage is a covenant, like the covenant that Yahweh just made with Abraham. You have a covenant between yourselves, and it's a holy thing. That's a holy thing. And then when you have children, you're to raise your children in righteousness and teach your children at home the Scriptures. But how many families do that? They let the kids be raised by the devil vision, the Talmud vision, watching all that garbage, and then they let them get these satanic video games, and they wonder why the kids are acting out at school and have a penchant for violence, because they've been programmed by the enemy to do this. We as a people need to raise our children, not let them grow up like weeds, because that's what we've been doing, letting them be raised by the public fool system and all the left-wing liberals and given Ritalin and perverted and have all this other nonsense. Well, I'm about out of time here. It's coming up, and I'll add the music later. And I just want to say shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded Israelite brothers and sisters, and I will see you tomorrow. Yahweh bless, and I'll add the bumper music at a later date. Praise Yahweh and Yeshua, our kinsman redeemer. Talk to you Monday.